Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Houston, Texas, practitioners express gratitude and appreciation for Falun Dafa's founder. Chiayi, Taiwan, Tianguo Marching Band welcomed at International Band Festival Parade. Hong Kong, people condemn the CCP's sabotage and vandalism of Falun Dafa booths. 83 Falun Gong practitioners die in 2020 as a result of the persecution of their faith. Sydney, Australia, rally supports Chinese quitting the CCP, urges all to reject communism. And Singapore, new practitioners benefit from 9-day Falun Dafa class. Now for the stories.
Houston, Texas. Practitioners express gratitude and appreciation for Falun Dafa's founder. With Christmas and New Year fast approaching, Falun Dafa practitioners held celebratory activities in Houston's Herman Park on the morning of December 22nd. They did the exercises together and distributed flyers to park visitors. During the event, practitioners expressed deep appreciation for Dafa's founder, Master Li Hongzhi. They shared their cultivation experiences and talked about how Falun Dafa helped them become better people. Mr. Yang said his view of the world changed after he began practicing Falun Dafa. He said, "I was a doctor in China and enjoyed a good income, but I noted the decline of professional ethics in Chinese society, which is different from my understanding of traditional values. In August 2016, my wife, mother-in-law, and I came to Houston. Ms. Yu, a friend of my mother-in-law, talked about her life-changing experience after practicing Falun Dafa. I was impressed, and I started to read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. I understood that Falun Dafa teaches people to be kind and to become better people. For example, I now have a completely different view of money. I take money lightly now. Because of the practice, I feel energetic. I now need only sleep 5 hours a night, and I'm not tired after working a full day. Before I began practicing, I slept for 7 or 8 hours a night, but I was still tired. I don't have the anxiety of worrying about economic difficulties that haunted me before I practiced Dafa. My life is stable. I have peace of mind, and I'm at ease. Master Li has given over 100 million people a proper direction in life, uplifting morality, resuming traditional values, and returning to our true selves. I appreciate Master's compassionate salvation."
Chiayi, Taiwan, Tianguo Marching Band welcomed at International Band Festival Parade. The coronavirus broke out in Wuhan in late 2019 and then spread to nearly 200 countries around the world. Taiwan's citizens have been wary of the CCP's infiltration for decades, and so took many precautions when news broke about the CCP virus. Taiwan has thus been one of the least infected areas in the world. The Chiayi City International Band Festival took place as usual on December 19th, and the Tianguo Marching Band was invited to participate in the event for the 10th time. The band's performance was warmly applauded along the entire parade route. The International Band Festival was launched in 1993, and this year attracted more than 50 performing groups. Led by the 200-member Tianguo Marching Band, the parade covered a route of just over 2 miles. Many people said the band and its conductor were the best. People were happy to introduce Falun Dafa to the community through the band, along with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The band members dressed in traditional costumes and played the tunes Falun Dafa is Good, Fa Rectifies Heaven and Earth, Gao Shan Qing, along with other music throughout the parade. Two college students, Sai and Chen, grew up in Chiayi, and both had participated in the parade when they were in high school. Tsai played the snare drum while Chen was a director. Having heard the Qianguo Marching Band previously, Chen said he was impressed by the grand layout and outstanding costumes. He said, "Everyone, including the relatively elderly members who carry heavy instruments, is very energetic with synchronized marching steps. The music is also special, beautiful, and pleasant." One of the band members said that Falun Dafa was introduced to Taiwan in 1995 and that Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of the practice, came to Taiwan in November 1997 to give lectures. Despite the intense suppression in mainland China since 1999, there are hundreds of thousands of practitioners in Taiwan right now. The practitioners in Taiwan come from all walks of life, and they have regained health and found a spiritual path that helps both themselves and society.
Hong Kong. People condemn the CCP sabotage and vandalism of Falun Dafa booths. Following last weekend's vandalism of Falun Dafa information booths on Soi Street and Argyle Street by Chinese Communist Party agents, additional booths located in other areas were vandalized. Local residents condemned the CCP for its thuggish acts and said, "This only further exposes the CCP's true nature." The Falun Dafa Association of Hong Kong condemned the CCP's repeated crimes and called on Hong Kong authorities and citizens to safeguard freedom of speech. After someone knocked down the Falun Dafa display boards at Causeway Bay around noon on December 19th, they ran away. Similar vandalism happened a month ago. On the afternoon of December 19th, a man whose face was covered with a mask and wearing a cap aggressively destroyed the Falun Dafa displays and took the banners at the booth in the Wong Tsai Sin district. A practitioner at the booth recorded a video of the destruction. At the same time, several women with mainland Chinese accents who are members of the Hong Kong Youth Care Association, a Hong Kong-based CCP agency that persecutes Falun Dafa, verbally abused the practitioner. A thug knocked down the display boards near the beach on December 20th and threw some boards into the sea. He approached Falun Dafa practitioner Ms. Chen, who was holding her push cart, which had a TV on it. The assailant pulled out one of the banner poles from the cart and broke it. He then pulled out the other pole and threw it in the sea. That afternoon, several thugs spray-painted graffiti defacing the Falun Dafa display boards on Soi Street. The practitioner on site said that several groups of CCP thugs have harassed practitioners multiple times recently. Writer and commentator Mr. Bruce Lam Hong Ching said that he has seen Falun Dafa information booths since he was young. He said the more the CCP sabotages their efforts, the more the public's attention is drawn to Falun Dafa. Mr. Kwok Chuk Kin, whose nickname is King of Judicial Review, said that the Falun Dafa booths have a legal right to be on the street according to Article 26 of the Basic Law, but the CCP doesn't want people to find out about the persecution. He called on people to report these crimes to the police and help stop them and safeguard freedom of speech in Hong Kong. Kwok praised practitioners. "Falun Dafa practitioners have shown admirable spirit in upholding freedom of belief, even though they have been suppressed for many years."
Falun Gong practitioners die in 2020 as a result of the persecution of their faith. According to information collected by the Minghui.org website, at least 83 Falun Gong practitioners died in 2020 as a result of the Chinese Communist regime's persecuting them for upholding their faith. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Since its introduction to the public in 1992, countless people have been drawn to its profound principles and health benefits. Fearing its ever-growing popularity, the communist regime in China launched a nationwide campaign to stamp out the practice 21 years ago. Hundreds of thousands of practitioners have since been harassed, arrested, detained, imprisoned, and tortured. A total of 4,595 deaths have been documented by Minghui as of December 25, 2020. But due to the strict censorship of information in China, the actual number is likely much higher. The deceased practitioners came from 20 provinces and municipalities in China, and 45 of the 83 were women. Liaoning, Hebei, Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Henan provinces accounted for the most deaths. The practitioners' ages ranged between 40 and 92, with 23 practitioners being between ages 60 and 69. The month of May recorded the most deaths at 12, followed by 10 in February. 21 practitioners died in custody, including 14 in prisons, 5 in detention centers, 1 in a police station, and 1 in a village detention facility.
Sydney, Australia. Rally supports Chinese quitting the CCP, urges all to reject communism. Australians from all walks of life gathered at Martin Place in Sydney's Central Business District on December 10th to hold a rally in support of Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and to call on people around the world to resist the CCP's infiltration and end its tyranny. Joanna Zhao, a representative from Sydney's Quit the CCP Center, spoke at the rally. She said the CCP forced the majority of Chinese people to become members of the CCP or its affiliated youth organizations and forced these people to vow sacrificing their lives to fight for the CCP. Overseas, the regime has attempted to coerce Western society to give in to it through economic incentives and disincentives. She said that the CCP has brought tremendous hardships to people all around the world. Now everyone must choose whether to go along with the CCP or reject it. Liberal Senator the Honorable Concetta Fierravanti-Wells sent a letter on the day of the rally expressing her support. She wrote in her letter, "We must support Quit the CCP organization as well as the efforts of those promoting freedom and democracy." In her letter, she pointed out that the CCP is a communist regime with different values and beliefs than Australia. In Australia, we saw the evil actions of those loyal to Beijing. We know that these organizations are spreading fear and turmoil. The National Security Act was recently passed in Hong Kong, exacerbating this fear. Clearly, this law is not only effective in Hong Kong. Its aim is to threaten people overseas criticizing Beijing. Nevertheless, I urge you to overcome this fear. Stand out to fight for democracy and freedom. She also wrote that this is the most important moment for all Australians, and called on people to keep up the efforts to resist the CCP's infiltration, not only in Australia, but worldwide.
Singapore. New practitioners benefit from 9-day Falun Dafa class. The Singapore Falun Dafa Association held a 9-day Falun Dafa class in both English and Chinese on December 5th through 13th, 2020. Attendees watched recorded lectures by Falun Dafa's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, and also learned the 5 sets of exercises. During the experience exchange on the last day, all the attendees said they benefited both physically and mentally from the class. Chao Li from China was a bit emotional when he started talking about his experiences. He said, "I feel especially deep emotion towards Falun Dafa. Dafa is what I have been searching for all my life." He explained how he had heard about Falun Dafa. He received some informational materials at a bus stop but accidentally dropped them. During the coronavirus pandemic, he once again received materials about Falun Dafa and he started doing the exercises with a group of practitioners at a park. He then decided to attend the 9-day class. He said, "I am especially happy. During these 9 days, I am especially happy to be here and listen to Master Li's lectures every day. I may not be able to point out anything specific, but I can recall Master's words when I meet with problems in my daily life. I immediately know how to treat the problem." He explained, "This reflects what Master Li said in Lecture 6 of Juan Falun. Quote, "When you leave here, maybe you won't remember exactly what I talked about, but when you really run into problems, you will remember what I said." Unquote. Chow Li said he now understands the purpose of cultivation. One couple, Stephen and his wife Peggy, participated in the English language class. Stephen could not walk upstairs by himself. His wife had to hold his hand and help him, and he proceeded very slowly. During the 9-day class, he saw improvements every day. One day, the couple suddenly realized that Stephen was walking up the stairs in front of his wife, and he no longer needed her help. He said, "I feel much better. My walking has also improved." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.